listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studio, local, state, national. Dan, we are covering down on all the issues. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. All right, well, we are on. It is Friday. It is Friday, we like to say. But let me jump into my monologue for the day and just tell you, I mean, I would have to say this one is perhaps a little more philosophical than most, but here's the deal. I mean, first of all, my lovely wife of 3.5 decades is Charlene. And she grew up never knowing anyone else in her day-to-day named Charlene. In fact, she used to joke the only other Charlene she ever heard of was Charlene Darlin, the hillbilly girl who came down out of the mountains once in a while on the Andy Griffith Show. So imagine our surprise, though, when I got my first job out of college and my supervisor was a lady named Charlene Lee. Oh, good, said my sassy wife. Now you have two bosses named Charlene. That's great. Ha ha, very funny. But Charlene Lee, she was a good boss, maybe one of the better ones I've ever had in all my years in the workforce. And I will never forget something that she said to me those many, many years ago. We were talking about something in the department. I was concerned that it wasn't coming together the way it should. I asked for her input. I'll never forget her saying this. She said, Phil, perfection and excellence are not the same thing. That really struck me. She went on to let me know that on whatever that project was that we were discussing, that she was well aware that there were certain aspects of it that were outside of my control. Her main concern, though, was that I was approaching it with an attitude of excellence, that in every way possible, I was going at it 100% with the intent to pursue perfection if possible, but excellence for sure in every way. Standards, a care and a concern, a different level of approaching the whole issue. I guess the lesson learned from me that day was that perfection is a standard, but excellence is an attitude. My boss was telling me that how I did something in her department meant just as much to her as the actual outcome. And I've never forgotten that conversation. I even had it written on a note card and stuck on the wall over my desk for the longest time. I have a notebook of favorite quotes that I periodically fill in when I hear something impactful. And yes, Charlene Lee is in there. Perfection and excellence are not the same thing. So an attitude of excellence is what makes someone stop and pick up that little piece of trash in the hallway that 15 other people just walked by. An attitude of excellence is why in some homes the pictures hang straight on the wall versus the homes where nothing is straight at all. Because someone cares. It's not like OCD, nothing like that. That's a different level. That's a different thing altogether. I've said many times, when it comes to excellence, you can live in the lowest level dirt floor shack and you can still sweep the floors and act like you care because of excellence. Excellence is a desire to put forth all available effort, to promote the ideal that quality means something, to ensure that those who come in contact with whatever good or service or environment or policy or relationship that you are a part of, they know they're receiving your best. And truthfully, I believe that excellence is what makes some businesses survive while others fade off into the annals of history without anybody even noticing. You see, excellence is also stewardship. It means that you take care of those gifts, those talents, possessions, relationships, employees, your health, your community that God has given you. Excellence is a desire to see the best in all that you put your hand to. One of my heroes from a distance is Truett Cathy. He was the founder of Chick-fil-A. Truett Cathy literally defied all known business models. He pushed back on cultural norms. He limited his opportunities in favor of his principles and beliefs. He prioritized people and relationships first. And he built a billion-dollar empire in doing so. And he did it with excellence. One of my favorite business books, really it's a life lesson book, is Truett Cathy's book titled Eat More Chicken, Inspire More People, Doing Business the Chick-fil-A Way. It's actually a fascinating read, very entertaining, but it's also filled with the idea that excellence means something. At one point in the early years of his efforts to build his restaurant business, Mr. Cathy said in the book, quote, I finally came to realize that the accounting and economics I had learned at the Harvard Business School was flawed. Flawed because their arithmetic did not capture the powerful advantages of a loyal relationship. This loyalty effect, the full range of economic and human benefits that accrue to leaders who treat their customers and operators and employees in a manner worthy of their loyalty, is at the core of the most of the truly successful growth companies in the world today. And there's no clearer case study, he says, than the loyalty effect that Chick-fil-A has. In another instance, Truett Cathy also said, "We were not so committed to financial success, however, that we were willing to abandon our principles and priorities. Our decision to close on Sunday was our way of honoring God and directing our attention to things more important than our business. If it took 7 days a week to make a living with a restaurant, then we needed to be in some other line of work. Through the years, I have never wavered from that position." I feel confident that God recognized it, but I bet that Truett Cathy's family also recognized it because he had Sundays with them. Next time you're at a Chick-fil-A restaurant, ask yourself if the standards are higher than the burger joint next door. See if you feel like you were treated like someone special. Consider whether or not the food was below par or not. Truett Cathy was all about excellence. I got to tell you, though, another one of my many jobs over the years was spending 7 years in full-time ministry with the international outreach organization Young Life. Still one of the best jobs I ever had. Well, the guy who founded Young Life back in the 1940s was a fellow by the name of Jim Rayburn. And Jim used to say to the staff back in the day, "If you're going to show a kid Jesus, show him excellence in everything you do." To this day, when a kid goes to a Young Life camp, any of the camps at the four corners of the country, they'll be treated like royalty, with real meals often on tablecloths with folded napkins and real silverware and sheets on the bed and quality everywhere you look. I'll never forget one kid named Joseph. He came from a hard-knock background. He struggled in a lot of ways. I took Joseph to one of Young Life's camps one summer, a beautiful place in the Appalachians near Asheville, North Carolina, called Windy Gap. And Joseph was overwhelmed. And he stopped one day, and he looked at me, and he said, "No one's ever taken me to any place like this." It was excellence, and it got all over him, because he knew that nothing was done halfway and that he was the reason why. So you might get caught up in perfection. It's easy to do. I'm guilty of that myself way too often. But then I'm reminded of what my other boss named Charlene said to me 30-something years ago, that perfection and excellence are not the same thing. So show them excellence in everything you do, and that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. There you have it. I told you it was more philosophical than usual. Every once in a while, though, it just kind of hits me. But yeah, that was a significant quote in my life. And I tell you what, though, I looked at it in other jobs that I've had. I looked at it that way in politics. I looked at it that way in building this radio show. It's about excellence. It's about putting forth the best possible effort, the best quality product we can possibly do, the best relationships we can possibly forge. Excellence. It's a whole lot different than perfection. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right, shooting for excellence. We'll be right back.